Doway, North West London, Sunday, Chofal of Shvat, 23rd of January. Harav Shaul Steinberg, halachic topic.
Is creating images.
About creating images. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by a family, Moravietsky, Leonishmas Moros Chava, Bas Ramot Chameir, whose Yotzeit is on Tuesday. My family Wiesenfeld, Ilan Nishmas, Moros Chavad Voria, Basimcha Yisrael, whose Yotzeit is on Thursday, and Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Rabbi Yaakov Wiesenfeld, whose Yotzeit is on Shabbos.
Without the lighting?
Without the lighting.
Okay. The subject is about the issue of creating images. It's last week's Sedra, Parshas Yisro, the end of Parshas Yisro. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. After that Aseret HaDibros, the whole story of Matan Torah, the Torah puts in a small parasha of various mitzvahs just before Parshas Mishpatim, and the Mefarshim actually struggled to understand why these mitzvahs come in. I would like to speak about one of them. The pasuk says like this: Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Koy soyim al bnei Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, Atem ri'item. You saw yourselves that I spoke with you from Shemaim. I spoke with Klal Yisrael directly. Pasuk carried on. And then the pasuk brings more lavim, more mitzvahs, but I want to speak about this pasuk. And in fact, Rashi tells us that the pasuk of Loisasun Iti is actually telling us four different lavim. The first one is Loisasun Iti. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Loisasun Dmus Shamoshai. Don't make the image of one of my servants, Hamishamshim Lefonai Bamorim. One is may not make the image of one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. We'll speak about that in a moment. Who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants? Elehei Chesef, says Rashi, it's another lav. Coming to tell you that you're not allowed to make kruvim from kesef, they have to be made from zahav. And Rashi says, if you make kruvim from kesef, it's ke'ilu you made alahus, you made an avodah zarah. The kruvim that we make in the Kodesh HaKadoshim have to be made from gold. Making them from kesef is like you made an avodah zarah. Velehei zahav, another lav, third lav. That what? That we have two kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and not three. If somebody makes three kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, again, it's viewed as being that he created an avodah zarah. Loisasu lachem is another lav, a fourth lav, that one may not make kruvim in the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. Rashi says a person would have thought that kruvim are so special. We put them in our Kodesh HaKadoshim. We put it on top of the Aron. Maybe make them in our shuls. Make them in our Beis HaMedrashas. So Rashi, another lav, you're not allowed to make kruvim in your own Bati Knesset, Bati Medrashas. You have to only make them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's four lavim. Don't make the images, don't make kruvim from silver, don't make three kruvim, only two kruvim. And the fourth lav is the kruvim are unique, special inside the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not to be made in our own personal Bati Medrashas and Bati Knesset. Okay, so I would like to focus on the first lav. Loisasun iti. So Rashi says, what does loisasun iti mean? Loisasun dmus shamoshai. You're not allowed to make the form, the image of one of the shamoshim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says Rashi, hamishamshim lefonai bamorim. I've got servants that serve me in heaven, in Shomayim. You're not allowed to make a copy of that image that serves me in heaven. And the Gemara tells us that actually that includes five different categories. Shamoshim amishamshim lefonai bamorim. There's five different types of shamoshim that Ribbono Shel Olam has. First one being, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Demus Dalad Ponim. Demus Dalad Ponim, you're not allowed to make the Tzura of Dalad Ponim. What's Dalad Ponim? Says the Rashi and Gemara, it's some chayos hakodesh in the Shemei Shomayim, it's one chayo which has four different images on it. It's got an image of a person, an image of an ox, an image of a lion, on an image of an eagle. Four different images, and that's a certain type of chaya that serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. We on this world, doesn't say that much. We know that in the case I covered the word images, it doesn't say, it says the most standard pony. Okay, I don't know enough about it, I'm not expert in that, I just say over what the Gemara says. The second category, the Gemara says, is Shamoshim Shemamodoy Elyon, in the upper spheres. And that is Malochim, Strophim, Oifanim, different angels that we have in Shemayim. One may not make an image of these, of a picture of those Strophim. Third one is Shamoshim Shemamodoy Tachton, the servants from the lower spheres. The lower Shemaim. What is that, says Gemara? Chamo, Levono, Kechovim, and Mazolis. Sun, the moon, stars, and Mazolis. Number four is Odom. You know how to make Tzur an image of a person. And that, ready, the Gemara says, is not because it's Shamoshim. It's not because the person is necessarily a Shamash of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Obviously, we all serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we don't have a name of a Shamash. But rather, the image of a person actually is the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It doesn't mean just the Shamashim, it means the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, because we know that Kedmusa Yukad Salmoy, that we have Tzelem Elokim, and therefore if you make the image of a person, you're making the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam alone, that's also awesome. And the fifth one is making the images or the forms of the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash itself. It means the Heichel, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbechos, the Ulam. You're not allowed to make for your own personal beauty, for your own personal self, for your furniture, something which looks like the Heichel and the Ulam, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, and the Menorah. Now, just to give a bit of a hakdama to this, when one talks about images, one automatically thinks of the second mitzvah in Aseres Hadibros, because the second mitzvah says, "Lo yelam lechay lehim achirim al ponoi," and the pasuk carries on, "Lo yisase lechol peser vechol tmuna asher v'shemayim iman v'asher ba'aretz v'tachas." One may not make a peser or a tmuna, which is from asher v'shemayim iman v'asher ba'aretz v'tachas. Peser literally means a hewn out. That could be more like a statue or something which is hewn out. A tmuna is a form. That's the right word. And a tmuna would just be a picture. Now, that is not this life that we're talking about over here, and that's very important. You know, you put my face on the wall and say, I'm speaking, so every person I meet says, oh, what are you speaking about? So I say, speak about images. They say, oh yeah, yeah, called Pesach v'chol tmuna. And that's not true. It's not called Pesach v'chol tmuna. The Rambam explains, called Pesach v'chol tmuna means somebody who builds avodah zarah. He wants to have avodah zarah, he's a terach. I don't know if he wants to sell them, he wants it for himself. He wants to make avodah zarah, so he builds himself different type of idols, this tmuna, that tmuna. He chooses the one from Shemayim, because that's probably the one that seems to him the closest to have power. But that's the lav in Aseres Hadibros. And the pasuk carries on. So the Rambam understands that the second avera and the second din mitzvah in the Aseres Hadibros is uniquely about making avodah zarah, somebody who wants to build himself avodah zarah. This is not what we're talking about over here. Here we're talking about somebody who's not trying to make avodah zarah. He's not interested in avodah zarah. He wants to have something beautiful. He wants something nice. He thinks that if he makes an image of angels on his wallpaper, that will make his room look more beautiful, more spooky, something more special. So he wants to make such an image. Nothing to do with avodah zarah. And therefore they are not one and the same lav at all. The lav in the Aseres Hadibros is making avodah zarah, making different pictures and forms of avodah zarah. The lav we're talking about today has got even a person with the best of intentions. He wants to make a form. He wants to make something nice. Not that he believes in it, not that he thinks it's an avodah zarah at all.
You say a form or a picture
as well? A form and a picture. I'm not going to go into that today, because there's that another whole schmooze. Is it 3D? Is it 2D? That's another whole schmooze. Unlimited. I want to speak about something specifically today, but yes, it's also a nidan. Certain things might be, even a picture's wrong, certain things are only wrong if it's a 3D. That's another whole schmooze. But we see, making these pictures, making these forms, I'm specifically choosing both, because I want to keep on both sides, because it's a mechitzu shonim, and we'll keep away from that, is also an issue of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that it's a problem of Avodah Zarah. This pasuk is a problem of Avodah Zarah, even though he personally doesn't intend it to be an Avodah Zarah. The making these pictures is a lav under the bigger banner of the issue of Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the Sipana on this pasuk explains why is it coming in over here, as we asked at the beginning. This parasha seems to be put in somewhere in the middle between the Aseret HaDibros and Eileh HaMishpatim. Seems to be a parasha of Lavim. So on this one, he says, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message to Klal Yisrael. He was saying like this: Kol Yisrael B'nei Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, Atem Re'isem Kimin HaShemayim Dibarti Imochem. You saw that I've spoken to you directly. I have a relationship with you directly. Says the Sipana that the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah always was. Not that the person really believed that Avodah Zarah created the world, but rather they felt that instead of having a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam direct, they knew there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. They wanted a relationship with Avodah Zarah, something physical, something we can connect to easier. And they felt that having a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam was too far, too abstract, it was too far away, and therefore they created Avodah Zarah. That was originally the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah. Says the Sipana, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, Atem Re'isem Kimin HaShomayim Dibarti Imochem. You saw that I have a relationship directly with you. I spoke to you. I didn't use anybody in the middle. Moshe Rabbeinu was out of the picture. I spoke to you directly. You can see that we can have a relationship together. What we don't need an emtsoi. We don't need somebody in the middle. We can have a relationship. And therefore, Lo Yisarsim Iti. Don't start doing anything which resembles Avodah Zarah even. Nothing even remotely connected to Avodah Zarah. That is how the Sipana explains how this posuk, this lav, comes in at this moment. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created that relationship with Klal Yisrael, he was telling them, so therefore you don't need an Avodah Zarah. You don't need something in the middle. Okay, so we have said there are five different types of Loisarson Iti, the most Dalet Ponim, Modra Elyoin, Mizmalochim, Chichovim Mazolois, person, and the Tzuas of the Beis HaMikdosh, not making the Kelim and the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdosh. So I'd like to focus on the last one. Because the Gemara says like this. Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Gimel Amud Aleph says, the Kedesanya, Lo Yase Odom, a person shouldn't make, Bayis Tavlis Heichel. He wants to build a house. So you shouldn't make it in the same form as the Heichel. Achsadra, he wants to make himself Achsadra. Achsadra is like a room which has only got three walls. It's open on the fourth side.
Porch,
equivalent of a porch. Shouldn't make it Tavlis Ulam. You shouldn't make it the Ulam. The Ulam was the porch, the entrance to the Kodesh. So what came over the Mizbeach, the Shulchan HaMenorah. There was like this porch, wide porch, opening up into the Mokom HaKodesh. You want to make yourself a porch, an Achsadra. Don't make it in the same way as the Ulam was made. Chotzer, you want to make yourself a courtyard, Tavlis Hazor. Don't make it the same way as Hazor. Shulchan, if you want to make yourself a table, Tavlis Shulchan. Don't make it like a Shulchan. Menorah, you want to make yourself a Menorah, don't make it like the Tavlis Menorah. So Rashi says, Bayis, when you want to make yourself a house, don't make it Tavlis Heichel. Says Rashi, what does it mean making a house like a Heichel? Says Rashi, Ba'orkoi, the same length, V'rochboi, the same width, V'rumoi, and the same height, V'shir Midas Psochov. And don't make the same type of entrances, the same type of doorways. So Rashi is telling us, the issa of making a house like the Beis HaMikdosh is when you make it exactly the way the Beis HaMikdosh was made. The height... we'll talk about it in a minute. Which Mikdosh we're talking about here, that's the question. But Rashi is saying that you're not allowed to make it the exact height, length, width, and doorways like the Mikdosh. And the Rishonim even bring down this Rashi, the Chonim bring down this Rashi, the Rashi seems to hold, the Issa is only when you make it exactly the way it was made. Only that way. Anything else would be mutter. You want to make it slightly smaller, slightly narrower, that would be fine. The question is, which Beis HaMikdosh do we mean? Do we mean the Mishkan? Do we mean the first Beis HaMikdosh? The second Beis HaMikdosh? Or maybe even the third Beis HaMikdosh? Because we're talking about, don't make it like that. What's that? We don't have a second Beis HaMikdosh. And in fact, Minchas Chinuch, because of this question, he's mistaken which Beis HaMikdosh we mean. He's got sad that this din doesn't apply today. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. And we don't have a certain surah anymore. Because we moved on from the second. We haven't come on to the third. And if he's mistapik, he needs b'tzorchiyun. But that maybe this din won't apply today. But he says, But he says, that's only benegea to the room, the Tavnis Heichal and the Tavnis Ulam. Because these are sizes that evolved. In the Mishkan it was one size, in the first Beis Hamikdash it was the second size, and the third Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, it evolved over the different Mishkanos and Mikdoshes. It evolved. And therefore, since we don't know what's going to be the next, we don't have it yet, and therefore maybe that this din doesn't apply today. But the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbechos, they didn't evolve. They always remained one and the same. There was a certain size, and that's always how it was and how it's going to be. And therefore that din should still apply, because we know very clearly which Mizbeach you're not allowed to copy, which Menorah you're not allowed to copy. That's how the Mizbechos Chinuch wants to suggest. That in the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, the din still applies. In the overall bias, maybe according to Rashi, who Rashi says it has to be an exact size, maybe it doesn't apply today. The Pereshua says, a different pshat, and I'll go back into the psukim again, how it fits into the psukim very nicely. He says like this, that, I never understood it that way, but he says that we know the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila is mechuvan to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. Right, and he wants to say that that also evolved. In as much as the Mishkans and the Mikdosh were different sizes, different shapes, so therefore the Mikdosh and Milo also changed. And therefore, when they had the Mishkan, it was the shape of the Mishkan, and the first Mishkan was the shape of the first, and the second, the second. He says also that there's still a Mikdosh and Milo in Shemayim now, which is based on the second Mishkan, because we haven't evolved to the third. And therefore he says, what's the Mishkan Chinuch saying? We don't have a size, we do. We have the Keneged, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, which exists now, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't make in this world the Dmus Shamoshai, the servants that I have, the Shamoshim that I have in Shemayim. Which servants do I have in Shemayim? The servants of the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And that's what we have still today. And that's what he says, Pshat in the Pasuk, he says, Vayena Hashem al Moshe, Koysoy Ma'a el Bnei Yisrael, Atem Ru'isem Kimin HaShemayim Dibarte Imochem. He says, what do you mean, Atem Ru'isem? What did you see? He says, Kelad Yisrael saw the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. Kelad Yisrael saw the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And therefore they had an urge, they had a taiva to copy that. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, don't copy that Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. Because our Issa on this world is not to copy the Beis HaMikdash we have in Yerushalayim. It's to copy the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. Right? And that would actually also fit a bit better, that all the other Shamoshim seem to be in heaven. This Beis HaMikdash seems to be up here. Down here, he's answering, no, it's all in heaven. The Shamoshim we refer to is in heaven. Okay, so we have here Rashi, who says that the Yisoid HaIssa is only if you copy the thing precisely, in exact sizes and exact. There is a Marik, which is, he's done like this. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make a menorah. And in fact, the Gemara carries on. And the Gemara says you're not allowed to make a menorah of which has got seven branches, because that was how the menorah in Shemayim looked like. The menorah in Beis HaMikdash was with seven branches, says the Gemara. But Shalhei v'shalvov v'shalches, if you have a menorah of five or six or eight branches, then it's mutter, because that doesn't resemble the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. He asks like this, what happens if you want to make a menorah which has got seven branches, but we know the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash was 18 tefachim high. And you make a menorah of seven branches, and it's not 18 tefachim high, it's 15 tefachim high, or 25 tefachim high. It's significantly different, it's not the same as the one in the Beis HaMikdash. Will that be awesome? So the Marik brings Rashi, and he sees that Rashi says, no, it's only also if it's exactly precisely the size. And therefore one would have thought that if it's smaller or taller, then it'd be mutter. But he's medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara's mashma not like that. Because the Gemara says, excuse me, the Gemara says that you can't make one of seven. You can make one of five or six or eight branches. So he asks, what do you mean? Sometimes you can make one of seven branches as well. Just make it a bit smaller or make it a bit taller. And then you can make one of seven as well. Why didn't the Gemara tell us that you can make a menorah of seven branches, just make it a bit smaller? The Gemara's mashma, seven branches you can never make. That is how the Marik is medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara's mashma, five and six, fine. Seven will never be fine. Even if it's smaller. Rashi says that it's only also if it's exactly the right size. If you change the size, then it will be mutter. So, first of all, he wants to say it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. He's got a diuk in Tosfos Maybe we'll leave the Hasdiyuk and Tosfos. That Tosfos holds, it doesn't have to be mamish the same size. And if he wants to say it's a machlokus Rashi Tosfos, according to Tosfos, one can, even if it makes it a bit small in sizes, as long as it resembles one of the Beis HaMikdash, it will also be also. And he says, and if we have a machlokus Rashi Tosfos, and it's got a gevaldik deal in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, more seems to imply, at least, that seven will never be mutter. Therefore, he wants to say, how can we be mekel? It's a lav in the Torah, it's a proper lav in the Torah, he calls it a lav midei raisa. How can we be mekel? We can't be mekel to make a menorah of seven branches ever. And then he goes further, and he wants to suggest that it could be even according to Rashi, it'll be awesome. Even according to Rashi, this will be awesome. Why? He says, Rashi, if you note Rashi, when Rashi says it has to be the exact size, Rashi is going in the bias, tavernas hechel. Rashi says there, the height, the width, the length, and the doorways. So he says like this, when a person makes a house, in what way is it going to resemble the Beis HaMikdash? It's a house. The only way it's going to look like the Beis HaMikdash is with the fact that it's about exactly the same size. Therefore, it looks like the Beis HaMikdash. If you start changing the size, it just looks like a regular house. And therefore, it can't be also to do. A menorah, even if it's not exactly the same size, it still resembles the one in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that will be also, even if it's not exactly the same size. Rashi only said that you need it to be the same size in the bites, in the heichal. Because there, what makes it similar is only in the sizes, nothing else. Otherwise, it's just one. It's a room. We all have rooms. We all have houses. So there's nothing will make it connect, make us think it looks like the Beis HaMikdash. The sizes will.
It's not right because you've got an ulam, you've got the shape of the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, well, there's issa in the heichal itself, just the room. So you're right. But ulam, we're not talking about necessarily making the whole tzur with the thing and the entrance and everything. Just one room. You make a room and it's exactly the same size as the heichal.
Just one room on
one room. Side. Yeah, so then you have another issa of making
ulam. Take it out of context.
Take it out of context completely. You make a room which is the same size, and that's also. Ulam is another issa. It doesn't sound like they have to come together. There's an issa of ulam and there's an issa of heichal. And therefore, how would a heichal ever be also? Because you make a nice big hall, right? It's probably very big. So a nice big hall. You're going to say it's also. The only way of saying it is like the Beis HaMikdash. If it's exactly the same thing, I mean a wedding hall, I don't mean a prosdor. I mean, we can make a nice big warehouse. It looks like the only way to say it looks like the one that makes a mikdash is by making it exactly the same size. That's what we'll make it also. Whereas a menorah, be it that it's a bit of a different size, it still resembles. It's got seven branches and it resembles. And therefore, the Marik wants to say that if it resembles, it doesn't need to be the same size. If it's not resembling, the only way to connect it, to make it look like the Beis HaMikdash, is through the sizes, then it's got to be exactly the same size. Another point that Marik wants to say, the reason why it should be asa, is because Bechlal, this that we know the menorah was 18 tefachim high, we don't know that it's ma'akid Bechlal. We don't even have it mefurish that the menorah was 18 tefachim high. The makor that the menorah was 18 tefachim high is from the gematria of Vezeh. Vezeh is gematria 18, and that's where the whole makor is, and the Marik wants to say that's not ma'akid. Some Akkad Bismidosh could be 15 tvachim high as well, or 25 tvachim high. And if that's true, when you make your manoeuvre 15 tvachim high, it's equivalent to the one that could have been the Beis HaMikdash. Be it b'di'evet, because the Beis HaMikdash got chili, make it 18, but it could have been 15. And therefore, you can't make a manoeuvre even 15 tvachim high, because it could have been kosher in the Beis HaMikdash as well.
But would you need all the detail?
Now we've got another point. A manoeuvre which we know has gevirim, kaftarim, or prochim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it does not need. It'll be also even if it doesn't have gevirim, kafterim, ufrochim. One of two svaros from this marik, based on this marik. A, the Gemara darshins and menachos that gevirim, kafterim, ufrochim are not ma'akiv. And therefore the marik says if it's not ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't make it outside the Beis HaMikdash because it resembles the one in the Beis HaMikdash. It could have been the Beis HaMikdash, be it b'di'evet in the Beis HaMikdash, but it could have been used in the Beis HaMikdash and therefore it resembles the one in the Beis HaMikdash. And second of all, and this is already not the Marik, this is other Achorinim, who say like this. Once we have a svar from the Marik, that if it resembles the one in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not accurately resembled, it doesn't accurately resemble the one in the Beis HaMikdash, but overall, it looks like the one in the Beis HaMikdash, so that for Gevim Kaftarim Ufrochim, they call it a nuance in the difference. It's a small difference, it doesn't have Gevim Kaftarim Ufrochim. But overall, it's a menorah, right? It's a nice menorah with seven branches. And therefore, it's very similar to the one of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even if you're going to tell me the Gevim, Kaftim, Refachim were Ma'akim in the Beis HaMikdash, but this is so similar, it resembles the one of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's Be'asa. Because, as we said, the Ma'arik holds that Rashi, when Rashi says it has to be precisely the one of the Beis HaMikdash, that's only said in the Bais. It's only in the Heichal, Bais, which resembles the Heichal. But in the Kalim, once they are very similar to the one of the Beis HaMikdash, it's already also to make, because it's Kedmus Shamosha, it's similar to the form of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, although our menorahs might not have Gevirim, Kaftarim, Ufrochim, but they still look close enough to the one of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they would also be also, because it would be seen as the similar to the one of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pesachei Tshuva, on that Shulchan Aruch, brings from the Bechor Shoyer to go even further. What happens if you have a candelabra? A candelabra is where it's going around in a circle, right? What we light on Friday nights, people have, and it's made out of seven. Made out of seven branches, says the Bechor Shoyer. Based on all what we have said, it should also be also. Why? Point one is, we don't know that in the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, it's me'akiv to be straight. We all know the menorah was straight. One, two, three, seven, like this. But it's not clear, says the Bechor Shoyer, that if you made a candelabra in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not clear that it would be me'akiv. And therefore you have the Marik Svara, that if it's not me'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash, it could have b'dieved been used in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to make it for your own personal use. That's
it must be, because you said it's talking about the Ne'am HaHobi.
Yeah, but the question is whether all that's me'akiv.
If it's round, it could be two there.
Yes, of course we don't know to have a Maravi when it can. Maybe you could have a bit of a Maravi. Also, we don't know it's Ma'akiv, all that. That's the question. There's a lot of yeah, things in the... No, because Gavim Kastoma Frochim, which is also Mefurish in the Pasuk, which is Mefurish in the Pasuk, and the Gemara Darshan, it's not Ma'akiv. At least in some manoeuvres, it's not Ma'akiv. Some manoeuvres, it's not Ma'akiv, let's say like that. So in manoeuvres, maybe that's other materials. So you see, you can have things that says it about in the Torah, and it's not ma'akiv. And therefore, if it's not ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't make it for your own personal use, because, again, it resembles the one of the Beis HaMikdash. And then another svar, he says, like the second svar of the Marik, that even if it was to be ma'akiv, but this is, you have to debate, but the Bechor Shoyer held, the candelabra is very similar to a normal menorah. It's very similar, one's a bit straight, one goes round. It's nuances, it doesn't look that majorly different. And therefore, if it's similar to the one of the Beis HaMikdash, it should be also, because we're all making candelabra which resembles the one of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Ma'arik said, even though it's not exactly the same thing as the one of the Beis HaMikdash, there's nuances of differences, it's still also to make. And therefore, says the Bechor Shoyer, one cannot make a candelabra made out of seven branches based on these two svaros. It's not ma'akiv and it resembles, sorry.
It would have to be made out of gold, though.
No, because that's another halacha. That in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have to be made out of gold either. But the Eved, sorry, the Gemara carries on, I don't have the time. But the Gemara carries on, it can be made out of other metals. It can't be made out of cheres, but metals can be made out of silver, would it be a problem? And if you'd make a candelabra made out of silver, it resembles the fact that it could have been silver, Beis HaMikdash, it could have been a candelabra, it could have been not without a gaftarim and frochim, it could have been round, and we don't know if any of that's ma'akim, and therefore it's similar enough to the one Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Bechor Shoyer holds it's awesome, and the Pesachei Tshuva on the spot says, we're talking about a shayla in lavin, and therefore one has to be machmir. He brings a chaynim or a chaynik on it, but he seems to imply that it's awesome.
Right.